concerned about the important stuff.
Morning again, this is Grace and Vivina with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, many local residents are sceptical following Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner's announcement that the precinct of Kurilpa is set to become Brisbane's most sustainable community. Schrinner has plans for the council to approve a temporary local planning instrument that will increase the height limit for new residential buildings which meet specified green credentials.
West End Community House is putting on a Reconciliation Week breakfast this Thursday at 7am. Everyone is welcome to the event, which will feature an acknowledgement of country by Auntie Dawn Daylight at West End Community House.
In national news, Unions New South Wales is leading a campaign that argues for placement students to be paid to address Australia's worker shortage. The peak body of Unions New South Wales says the mandatory free work alongside minimum wage is burning students out before they can even start their careers.
Just a trigger warning for this one. The following stories mentions domestic violence and police brutality. A study conducted at Monash University has found First Nations women are more likely to experience domestic violence than any other Australian due to systemic racism. The study calls for greater accountability of law enforcement after the study said police across the nation were found to be influenced by systemic racism by undermining responses to domestic violence.
On to international news now. A ramen restaurant in Taiwan launched a ramen dish featuring a 14-legged giant isopod last Monday. The owner of the restaurant posted on social media that it was his dream ingredient and he was attracted to the cuteness of it. The restaurant now has more than 100 people waiting to dine in.
On to weather now. It's a bit chilly at the moment at 12 degrees, but it's expected to warm up a bit later in the day with sunny skies and a high of 23 degrees. That's all from 9am Zedlines. You're listening to 4ZZZ. We'll be back soon at 10am.